I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wait. No, no, not yet, whoa. No, not yet, whoa. No, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello.
They keep saying
hello, movie roller coaster riders. Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Roller Coasting. This is your host, Megano.
Hi.
And I'm not alone. It's not only your host, Megano. She's got a very special guest on board with her today. Three guesses on who it can be. Describe yourself without saying who you are.
I'm a female.
That narrows it down.
I'm middle-aged. And I'm bloody gorgeous.
I'd say middle-aged is up for debate. No?
No.
Guys, it's the one and only Kate Welsh. Kate Welsh is actually like your like show name. It's actually Catherine Welsh.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Catherine. Yeah.
I feel like probably up until I was quite an old age, I thought your name was Kate.
No, Catherine.
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 Catherine Welsh and Megan Welsh. Here to serve you your latest episode of 1, 2, 3. Roller coasting. So see, when I do that, that means we're recording, because you don't have the earphones on, you can't hear. Guys, I am definitely going to invest in like dual sound equipment, right? But you might have heard that the podcast now has ads on it. Yippee! Right, amazing. So finally I earned a small but mighty sum of money from ads, and I thought, oh my god, amazing, what like a milestone this is. But then he said to me, you'll receive payment in 60 days. So I've waited 2 years to get there, and then he told me I need to wait another 60 days. So I was planning, when that money came in, to buy more equipment. I'll just need to buy it anyway out of my own pocket, but we're getting there. So for just now, we are sharing one microphone, so we're sitting very close. We're rubbing shoulders to provide you the best quality possible. So I hope this is okay. We're also not coming live from the flat. We're coming live from where, Mum?
Virgin Hotels in Edinburgh.
Oh, you're talking like a robot. We are indeed coming from Virgin Hotels in Edinburgh. We're on a wee mum and daughter night away. We've had a couple of wines. I've had a margarita, you've had a porn star martini. My mum called it earlier a French porn martini. No. And you also had, a wee Disaranno on ice. So we've had a couple of drinks. My mum's now got a black coffee. We've got a selection of snacks that God bless my dad sent us away with. And my dad has been touching bases with us because he's at home. And my dad always goes to this one Celtic club, right? Every weekend. My mum's been texting him, don't get too drunk, get home at a good time. And he's been sending his updates. He's texted my mum singly. He's texted me, my mum, in a group chat. And then he's texted me, my mum, and my brother in a group chat. So he's covered all bases to prove he is home and he's alive and kicking. But tonight, we are going to bring you guys a special mum and daughter episode. You know, to be honest, I can't believe I've not had my mum on before now, but now is definitely the time. And you know what they say, mums know best. And that's something that I think your whole childhood, you try not to believe. There's lots of things I didn't tell my mum at the time because I was no, she'll just give me any trouble or she'll be rubbish advice. But actually, when you tell your mum, sometimes you're I should have told her a bit sooner. Isn't that probably right?
Absolutely.
And mums do always know best. See, when they've got a bad vibe about someone, say when you're younger and you have this friend at school and you tell your mum about her and she's like, something's not right there. They're always right. They're literally always right. And it's annoying, but they're always right. So I thought, do you know what? The perfect opportunity having my mum here is a wee bit of motherly advice. So today we're going to tackle, or tonight even, because this is quite a late time to be recording the podcast. Tonight we're going to tackle your guys, my roller coaster riders, dilemmas, I suppose. But this is an advice session with a lady who has had lots of life experience. She's been married. She's been engaged. How many times?
Just the twice.
She's had kids twice. A lot of life experience, so I thought it would be amazing to get my mum here to help us get through these dilemmas together, won't we?
I hope so.
Without further ado, guys, let's get into it.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up.
Guys, my mum were coming in the head and my mum's like, oh, why you got nervous for the podcast? I said, what are you nervous about? It's not there's a live audience or anything. It's literally just me, you and the microphone. It's fine. She's like that. Well, just a bit, I'm just a bit worried what people are going to ask. What if I can't answer them? I said, it's honestly not that deep. If we're bamboozled, we can skip past them. But we're not
any expert here. People to think, oh, she knows what she's talking about.
Do you know what, Mum? I've actually never advertised you as being an expert at anything.
But you had on the podcast, Ask My Mum Advice.
Yes.
As if I'm some advice expert.
But did I not say ask me for advice? And right, okay. Am I wrong? But have I qualified?
I will be right, of course.
In the field, yeah. So my mum hasn't seen any of these, neither have I, but obviously it is my phone, so I do read them out. But you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I trust you'll be absolutely fine. Right. Number one, here's a nice easy one to start with. How to stop stressing about the future?
Oh. It's easy to say, do not stress. The more you stress thinking about things, the worse you will become. Just try and chill out. Take each day as it comes.
Yeah.
do not overthink and try and plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Just concentrate on the here and now. No one knows what tomorrow's going to bring, so just chill and deal with what's going on just now.
Yeah, there's no point in stressing about something that's not happened yet. Like, I do this all the time. I'm doing this currently, but they're actually, like, you don't know what tomorrow brings, so there's no point in, like, thinking ahead. All you can do is wake up and deal with today and then go to bed tonight and see what tomorrow brings. It's much easier said than done, and as I said, I'm definitely feeling like that at the moment, but I also know in my head you can't just think of the future, and nobody knows what the future holds. Even like just now, like I didn't know I'd be sitting here last year in this position. So how can you possibly plan ahead? You do just need to try and take each day as it comes and try and live in the moment. Try and enjoy the moment if you can. Not every moment is enjoyable, but you just need to live in the moment, be present in the moment.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
You will be fine.
Amen, sister. What kind of things do mums appreciate the most from their daughters? Oh, right. This is one I've never known the answer to.
Flowers.
Oh. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Right, noted.
Appreciate from their, just daughters or children, just daughters.
Well, it can be anyone. And it doesn't need to be like gifts. Like, just appreciate?
I suppose saying be grateful for something is maybe a wee bit too much, but just, I suppose, appreciating. Being thankful for you kind of being like me, mums and dads, being there.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there's anything that would say or what you would be appreciating, because at the end of the day, we have brought you here and we just want you to be happy, do well, do good. And that is enough as a parent, is what we would want.
Yeah. But would you appreciate, like, for example, me or Paul coming down and like watching the TV with you or something like that?
Yeah, or even saying like, oh, do you fancy going for a coffee, or do you fancy going for a wee walk, or let's go for a run?
A run?
No, in the car. Certainly not a run by foot.
I was going to say, I've never seen you run for a bus, hon.
a wee bit of quality time.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for you? Or, oh, no, Mum, you sit there, I'll get that. Or
I know that when I lived at home, you'd definitely appreciate if I just got the Hoover out and started.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, let's be serious, that wasn't going to happen.
No. Just simple things to us as parents. Yeah. That might mean a huge, big thing. I'm not going to sit down with them, or I'm not going to hang about with them.
Yeah.
But they wee simple things
mean a lot.
Mean a huge amount to parents.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's not until you get older as well. Like, see, now that I've moved out, especially to do with like cleaning things, I'm like, oh, I really should have pulled my weight a bit more, because now I appreciate how hard it is to do it all on your own.
Yeah.
So I think, oh, if I helped out a wee bit, that actually would have just saved you at least one day or something. Mm-hmm. But no, I totally understand. And especially, I think the quality time thing is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of mums or dads probably think that their kids don't want to spend time with them, because they're like, oh, I'd rather see my friends, or I'd rather see my boyfriend, my girlfriend. But that's not always the case. It's just you sometimes forget to make time for a parent because they're normally always there. But I know since moving out, I now need to make time for my mum and dad. And I do think about it more often than I naturally would. But
and it's probably till you do move out that you realise those things.
Because you take it for granted when you're there.
Your mum and dad's always there in the back burner somewhere.
Yeah.
When you're in the same house. So it's not like, oh, well, I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just passing up and down the stairs or in the kitchen or something. But now you're away, you realise that, no, a wee bit more time.
That's just a vibe. So my dad sent in a group chat saying, are we all okay? Enjoy your night. And I sent my dad a selfie of me, my mum, and I have like the headphones on for the podcast. And I said, we're all okay. And he went, are the headphones for mammy snoring?
He's got a bloody cheek. I need a brick between
them. Right, next one is, can I be with my teen love forever?
There's two answers to that. Yes, you can. Or maybe no.
That's so helpful.
No, well, you can be with your teenage... There is folk that's been teenage
exactly.
Lovers. Yeah. Their teenage love forever. And there's a lot of people I can say that has.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people that I can say that hasn't.
Who hasn't?
No, folk from school. They've been out with folk from school for years and years. And then have split. There's other people I know, not from school, but there's other people I know that has been together from like teenage years.
It's definitely, it's a real testament when people can last the full time, because see, when you meet someone at such a young age, to think that you can make it from that young age for the rest of your life is crazy, because I know personally, I'm not the same person I was when I was a teenager. I actually would struggle to like identify with myself as a teenager because I'm so different. So naturally relationships don't, it's much harder to make it through that. But again, I know people who have been together since a young age, like Abigail and Taylor, like they're so, they're just like, even when I see them now, I'd feel like they've met last week because of how much they dote over each other and how much time they put into each other and how excited they are to see each other. Like, you'd never actually know if you met them, like, say you met them yesterday, you wouldn't know they've been together for like 7 or 8 years because they still act like it is in the beginning. But I think it is probably a smaller percentage of people who can make it through. But who's to say you're not in that small percent?
Yep, absolutely.
So fingers and toes crossed for you. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. Someone said, how to keep a good mother-daughter relationship when you move out?
Keeping in contact, whether it is by, I mean, we're not far between each other, so we can pop round to each other, like, probably more often than a lot of people, like, about a distance. Whether it's by phone call or messaging, contact is
by letter.
Phone call. What? I never said letter.
No, but I'm saying you could write them a letter.
It'd be quicker coming round to see you to what it would be to post to you. Keeping that contact is obviously a key to any relationship, obviously. You had said earlier on about how there's things that you don't appreciate till you have moved out. So you can have those, oh, let's go for a walk, let's go for a coffee, catch a wee bite to eat, even just pop round to yours.
I know.
Although you can pop round to yours, but if you're having that kind of relationship, it's maybe better to come away from the family home where you've got that kind of wee bit of daughter-mum interaction.
I also feel like...
by keeping in touch, absolutely.
I also feel like personally we probably have a better relationship now that I don't live at home.
Yeah.
Because you don't... like, you never have anything to moan at me for. And I'm not... that's not me calling you moany. Fair enough, when I lived at home, I didn't always clean up after myself. And my parcels are quite overbearing for most people. My mum would be like, another CG's parcels!
I was there so much the parcels, because that was your job.
It was. You'd say these are taking over my home.
Well, it wasn't so much the parcels being delivered. It was how you dealt with the parcels.
But can you, when they were delivered. You tell me now that I'm out of that space where I was meant to put them?
No, it's not about the parcels being delivered was such an issue. I knew that was your job. I knew that was your income. It was how you... you would just unpack something and then all the empty boxes would just all be left. And it's no change since you've moved. Even in your own space, you come down and it's just a heap.
But where have I to put them? Tell me and I'll do it.
But Megan, you're in a two-bedroom flat. Surely to God, Right, okay, so I've got boxes here. Maybe I should actually try and take them out somewhere.
Mum, no. I share a recycling bin with about four other homes. And I need about four recycling bins
There's
to my one
of you.
Home.
Remember when you bought that flat? Five stayed in that flat.
But three of them were under the age of three.
Doesn't matter.
So they're not getting parcels and neither of them were influencers.
But you're not the only... It doesn't matter whether you're an influencer, a fucking queen or whatever.
I have enough cardboard to last Scotland.
But you don't even attempt to deal with it.
How do you know?
Right.
I take it out to the bin and it's full.
Anytime you go run, it's for the bin.
Uh-huh, because I've been to the recycling bin that I share with four people and it's filled to the brim.
They're still all, like, as they were delivered. It's not even light, right? But I'll try and flatten them at least. That might be a wee bit easier to get into a bin or for, not even someone, for dad to come and take them away. I'll flatten them. No, it's all just still as they were delivered.
I actually put them inside each other.
Oh, well done, you.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Well, as I was saying, I personally think since I've moved out, me and my mum get on better because there's actually nothing for us to argue about. What? What are you laughing at? Have you burnt your mouth?
No. I thought that was a bit of an argument.
We bicker. We can still bicker. Mm-hmm. But we don't have, like, we've not shouted each other in almost a year.
Yeah.
Because what would we shout about? Like, you're not in my space, I'm not in your space. We're not annoying each other. When we see each other, it's just generally to catch up or... But do you know what I do notice now about you since I've moved out? When I do see you, you get annoyed if I don't give you my 100% attention. You're like that. What are you sitting on that phone for? And I'm like, but I've always done this. For the past however many years of my life. But now I get it because you just want to spend time with me, so I'm flattered. She's making really nasty faces at me, actually. This is a good one. What is something your mum wishes she knew when she was younger?
What I wished I knew?
Yeah. This can be anything.
Mm-hmm. What I wished I knew. I can hardly remember thinking about when I was younger. I suppose maybe just thinking that I knew I was going to be happy, healthy.
Oh, that's nice.
Having my lovely children.
Oh.
My wee dog.
So see if you were to go back to when you were like my age, for example, 25, mm-hmm. grasping onto that for dear life before I need to start saying I'm in my late 20s. Ew. But see, when you were 25, did you think, well, I suppose, yeah, you had met dad mm-hmm. by that point, but like, would you think your life is what it is right now?
Well, 25, we just had moved into our first flat.
Mm-hmm.
We were always very, more so dad was always very family orientated.
Oh, that is so cute.
From an early age.
Oh.
Meeting me always used to say how he wanted family and stuff.
That's so nice.
He was obviously a couple of years older than me, so maybe I wasn't
ready yet.
At that same stage as what he was.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of knew, I suppose, had kind of kissed a few frogs by that point.
Mum? Savage.
And I suppose that was my prince. I thought, well, this is it. Knuckle down. Behave. And go on, mate. No, dad was kind of more, like, he kind of more thought of
the future.
I suppose, before I did.
That's interesting.
I was younger.
Yeah.
And they always
you were young,
say,
wild and free, honey.
Males are more immature than females, mm-hmm. but suppose he'd a couple of years ahead of me,
mm-hmm.
and he was a wee bit more mature. But I don't know about now, right? And if it seems to have changed,
dad's
roles again.
Dad's like an adult-sized toddler.
It's me just get the head screwed on now.
Oh, well, he's done his time.
But no, obviously delighted to be.
Yeah. So going back to the question, something you wish you knew when you're younger is just knowing that you would be ultimately happy, have a family, have Harry, and life all worked out.
Mm-hmm. Just healthy, happy, plodding along.
Yeah. Like, probably all the things you stress about when you're younger, they didn't actually matter.
No, no.
So that's always nice to hear. Mm-hmm. This is another good one. Would you have liked to have been in our generation, so my generation, with social media, etc.?
No.
No? Absolutely. That's a straight up no.
No. No.
So even though, like, take me for example, obviously, like, my situation's a wee bit, like, unique to most, but obviously social media has given me this life, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't, because I'm not to put myself down, but I didn't do amazingly well at school. I didn't go to uni or anything. So there's no way, or there's a very slim chance that in any other job I would be able to have my flat, live myself, have a nice car, etc. You still wouldn't want to live in that. And be honest, I'm not saying you have to say it.
No, obviously, but like, times move on, times change. But me thinking, as we just had the question prior to that, about me at your age, what I was thinking about my life was just to be healthy, happy, having a family, to be now at your age and now think, oh, with all these extra things, I need to keep up with that, I need to be seen to be doing this, and following you constantly, putting yourself out there to be either luckily enough, always a good 90-odd% of positive, but that kind of chance of negativity, it's just, again, I suppose it comes into what kind of job I'm doing for all these years.
Yeah.
Folks struggling with mental health.
Yeah.
And the impact of what we see now from social media. When we see, when I speak to older patients, like kind of my age and above, that doesn't even come into it. But then your age, a wee bit older, a wee bit younger, and it's all the social media stuff about how they feel.
Yeah.
That they're not thriving enough, they're failing in life.
I know.
Absolutely no.
It is. No. It's so weird. Like, obviously, I'm like a big advocate for social media because I'm so aware of like the life it's given me, and I'll never not be grateful for that. But as you know, Mum, like, I've definitely had my tough times with it, and I'll continue to have my tough times with it. And I can so appreciate why sometimes I'm like, I mean, I personally wouldn't change like any of this. I would not take any of the way this for one single second. But it probably would have been quite nice. Like, I dread having kids because they'll be born into a world that just has social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that I had a lot of years without it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it came into my life at the right point. But I'm worried that when I have kids, they'll be on social media the time they start school.
Yep.
Which is really terrifying to me. So I can totally appreciate why you would have that answer. Right, here's one. I'm interested to hear what you say about this one. Someone's looking for advice on telling their mum they're pregnant.
Do we know what age this person is?
No, we don't.
Okay, so...
But why don't you give advice on, say for talking's sakes, you can give advice on someone who maybe their mum isn't expecting them to be pregnant and might come as quite a shock. Right, deal with that first and then we can talk about one that maybe the mum is maybe hoping for a pregnancy and it's like kind of on the horizons. But let's deal with the one of shock first. So say, for example, I said to you, Mum, I'm pregnant. How would you want me to tell you that? Because obviously that's not something we're expecting from me right now.
I don't really think there's a way. You kind of really kind of sugarcoat it. It's just going to have to come out there. Whether it's something that yourself or myself wants to hear, it's obviously going to be, if it's kind of not being expected, obviously it's going to be such a shock.
Yeah.
But you just have to kind of think, I suppose, even me telling myself, it's not the worst thing.
No, exactly.
We can deal with a baby. The innocent person here, they've not got any kind of control over this. There's worse things. You could come in and tell me, oh, Mum, I'm
going out with a murderer.
I've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And I think I might be facing life in prison. But a baby, you know, there's worse things.
Yeah,
than a
baby's
baby.
Precious.
Absolute worse things. It might not be the right time mm-hmm. for you to have that baby, but everybody would adapt around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you any money, everybody would love that baby.
It might be a shock at first, but who's that doesn't mean the baby's not welcome and the baby's not wanted. It's just like, oh, right. Oh, that was a shock.
Yeah.
But would you say the sooner the better?
Yeah, absolutely. For mum as well, absolutely. Because the worst thing you could do is sit there as soon as you know and you're sitting there maybe a week or a week stressing. It's not going to do mum any good and it's certainly not going to do the baby any good. So just get it out there, get the support that you need at that early stage around you. Just go for it.
Yeah.
And everything will be absolutely
fine. And your mum's your mum. Like, I'm sure... Most mums would be, they're going to support you no matter what you have to say, unless it is, you know, you've committed
you
a serious
even that, you could bring anything to your mum's door.
I'd like to think if I told you a really horrific thing, you'd be like, right,
but at the end of the day, we're not going to disown you.
Yeah.
We're going to stand by you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'd be absolutely horrified, angry, disheartened, upset, whatever, but we will never, ever disown you and we'll always stand by you. So tell your mum, keep yourself safe.
And I bet it won't be anywhere near as... horrible as you're making it out in your head to be.
Yeah.
Also, so let's flip it, right? Say, like, in years to come, right? And you're like dying to be a grandma, right? You've retired, you're ready for it. How would you like me to tell you?
Oh, you see loads of these be different kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like,
has anything stood out to you?
See, when you just see it and you have kind of seen, like, it could be even maybe a wee baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Be like a wee baby scan on it or...
Would you like it to be a big surprise?
That would be love.
Me too. So
rather than just come in and say, oh, mum, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, or a wee text.
But I don't
mum, I'm up the
well.
Duff.
I don't find well. Going with you.
No, I would
be something simple.
No, I would make a whole song and dance about it.
You can hardly go at the show with it. Meeting, big song and dance about
I do
it.
Look forward to that one day in, the
lovely, just
in the far future.
Something would be nice.
Yeah. Well, we can look forward to that in the near... No, sorry, the far, far future. Aw, you'll be flattered by this one. What is her skincare regime? Her skin looks beautiful. I've noticed it on YouTube videos and BBC.
Aw.
That's nice. Right, mum, take it away.
Well, the very own simple face wash.
Oh.
Nothing but simple. And you see I've got it here with me tonight.
Yeah, and that's always what
just
you gave me when I was young.
Simple face wash. But they always do say your skin is genetic. And
so
my
what
mum,
happened to me?
Bless her. Your granny Rose had amazing skin.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I've went for a facial, I've always been told I have got fantastic collagen.
Oh, go, you get it.
And that's what makes your skin plump.
Oh.
As you know, you've got to have these injections or whatever goes on me is all the collagen. But they said, I have been told constantly I have got amazing collagen in my skin. So it's simple. Face wash. I mean, I hardly even use a moisturiser, if I'm honest.
And also, you've never been one to, like, go for sunbeds and...
No.
Yeah. Well.
Absolutely not.
I must take after Dad.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't go for sunbeds.
No, I mean, like, just... You said it's genetic.
Uh-huh.
And my skin's not fantastic.
No, but you've went for sunbeds.
Yeah.
So maybe if you never went for sunbeds.
True, honey. Someone has said, I want children... But he doesn't. Oops, sorry, Neil Burt. I want children, but he doesn't. I'm 29. Will he change his mind?
Again, I don't know how long you've been together.
Mm-hmm.
What's his reasons for not wanting children?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to do with his work?
Mm-hmm.
His lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be asking him, why do you not want children?
Yeah, and is that something that you could, like, find a solution to? Or does he just genuinely not... There's not, like, factors playing into it. He just doesn't see that for his future. Mm-hmm. If he just, like, sorry, I'm not maternal. Or, like, is maternal a word? Paternal? Paternal?
Paternal. Uh-huh.
Paternal. If he's like, nope, I'm not paternal. Like, kids are the ick. Yuck. Mm-hmm. Then... If you want kids, sorry, it might be time to find a new daddy.
That kind of makes you think, have they not been together that long? Because surely if you've been with someone that long, you would know these things already.
Yeah, like that. So me personally, I'm very forward. I would ask someone on a first date, would you want kids? Mm-hmm. Would you want this? Would you want that? Because I'm not here to waste time, but I suppose not everyone's like that.
Well, you don't know what kind of age...
Well, she's 29, we don't know 29. What age he is, but...
So he could be younger, he could be older.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be going out that long. She might not have... Or they might have not have discussed this. And she kind of just thinks herself, well, I'm kind of getting to that 30 age.
Yeah.
My clock's ticking here a wee minute, come on.
Yeah.
Why are you not wanting any? Or have they been going out a long, long time? Mm-hmm. Till they reach 29, you would think, well... The discussion must have.
I also kind of think like kids is like one of your like non-negotiables. Like if that's what you want and he doesn't, that's a good enough reason in my eyes to be like, right, okay, we're just not meant to be because we're not looking for the same things. Like you're amazing. You've treated me well. We've had a lovely time. But if we ultimately don't want the same things for your future, like why are we wasting each other's time kind of thing? But like my mom said, if it's for things like work or like financial reasons, there's ways about that and you can absolutely sort that out. But if he just genuinely doesn't want kids because he doesn't see kids as part of his future in any way, shape or form, then might be time to find a new
dad. And if you do, you're going to go through life.
Yeah, resenting him.
Regrets.
Yeah, you'd resent him, definitely.
To the point it gets too late that you can't change it. So to like now is either...
It's crunch time.
Make or break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do one or
day a bunk.
Let's go on with it.
Right. How do you know when someone is the one? Please share, Mum.
I suppose you kind of initially always get that kind of butterfly feeling at the beginning and to a degree. But if that kind of butterfly feeling, I suppose, continues, you kind of see your life like ahead of you and know, I want to do this with them. I want to have that with them.
Like you can imagine it.
Yeah. You can see it all in front of you to think, right, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, I always say, just follow your gut. I don't think there's any other sense that you can do. You just always think, your gut always tells you.
Yeah. I actually went to, so me and my mum both love a wee psychic reading, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a psychic recently and she said to me, like, you have really, really strong gut instincts. Mm-hmm. No, she actually said you have a really strong gut. And I thought that's ironic because I literally have IBS, babes. It's actually a horrendous gut I have. But she said, you have really strong gut instincts. She was like, you need to follow them. And she said, you always know, like, you always have a gut instinct, which I do. Like, I feel like I've had that since I was a wee girl. Like, I've always had gut instincts, but she was like, you often like push them to the side and think like you shouldn't trust that, but you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's so true.
Absolutely.
I always have, I get a gut instinct about anything in my, like literally everything, like something as simple as making a coffee, I'm like, I know I should make that. Like I can't explain it, but I just have very strong feelings about everything I do in life.
Definitely.
So just stick with your gut.
Yep.
And if your gut tells you he's the one, roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is your advice there?
Yep.
I'd like to eat a wee crisp, but the crunching noise would be annoying. Mm-hmm. Someone said, most important advice for a happy marriage.
I suppose don't become too complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kind of keep going. And obviously, like, I suppose me and Stephen are terrible for that, but whether it's a cop-out or not, I blame my shift pattern. I have been in shift pattern for since I was 19 years old, which isn't the best. And in the last couple of years, the shift patterns even get more worse due to changing roles. But you need to try and make time for each other.
Yes.
So much of a kind of date night, I suppose.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
Definitely. Like, I love when you and Dad go to the cinema.
Yeah.
I think that's so cute.
It's simple things like going to the cinema.
When you was going to get a wee Nando's in the cinema, that was
go
so
for the
cute.
Nando's. Go for the cinema. Or even sit with the Waynes in the lunch break as in other Waynes in the lunch break sitting in McDonald's. And I have had a Happy Meal whilst I'm sitting. Just making time for each other.
Yeah.
Regardless, we are probably the worst because, as I say, over my shifts.
But, yeah.
Like, your dad knew that was a shift. That was my job. That was the shifts I was in. As I say, since changed in the last couple of years, the shifts are even worse.
Yeah, you used to literally work like completely opposite hours.
Dad goes out 8 in the morning, finishes at 4:30.
And you're just normally kind of going out by that.
My hours is starting at 4, finishing at 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it. I absolutely love my job. I've got a great passion for my job as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there for 37 years and I love it. But you still have to make time.
For each other.
For each other. It might not be every week. It could be maybe once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about having that wee kind of spark there.
Mm-hmm.
Of appreciating each other,
mm-hmm.
whether you're out or not, just be simple message, always love you, kiss, whatever.
Oh, that's so cute. That was actually another thing the psychic said to me. She said, I feel like your mum and dad aren't spending enough time together right now. And I said, well, maybe, but like, I know that. Like, obviously, I've done that my full life. You just work like opposite hours and it's not as simple as like, oh, you get home every night, you can have dinner together, you can watch TV, like, your lives don't, like, particularly align like that, but that
thanks,
is...
Thanks, NHS.
Yous are both NHS warriors.
Yes.
Out there doing it for the world. But so you think good advice for a happy marriage is making time for each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long you're married, if it's just married.
Or how many years are you down the line?
29 this year.
You've been married 29 years?
Yep.
So you're coming up for the big 30.
Well, next September.
Whoa.
But no, absolutely, make time for each other. Even if you're not, like in my case, not allowing time to be physically there in each other's company. Just be messages, even just be notes. Like maybe
That's cute.
Be able to do this. Okay, thanks. Love you, whatever.
Yeah, used to write wee notes in the morning saying, Stephen, blah, blah, blah. Okay, or be home at the blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That was nice. Right, we've got one here saying, currently in the process of trying to buy a house. Feeling disheartened that I'm not liking any that we're viewing. Am I being too picky? How do you know it's the right one? So we can both offer some advice on that. I'd say I would like to say there's no such thing as being too picky, but there actually is such thing as being too picky, isn't there? Like, I viewed a couple of flats before I bought the one I'm in now, and like, I loved what? Oh, that one. So I seen
you weren't going anyway.
I seen a flat, and I said to him, Dad, what about this one? And they were like, no, that's miles away. It wasn't miles away, it was a 20 minute drive. They were like, no, that's so far away. I said, look, what?
What one are we talking about?
The one in Denniston.
That's too far away. It wasn't even any day with the distance.
No, but you did initially say that. You
it
said
was the state of it.
That's too far away.
You'd need to park about 20 minutes and then start walking in dark roads on a bottom flat where everybody could peer in.
Well,
absolutely.
I was determined that we were going to see this flat. I thought, look, this is a really good price point. It's it's a cool area, whether you and Dad think it or not. It's very up and coming. It is cool. I stand by that, right? So I was like, we're going to see this flat, or I'm going to see this flat. Yous can tag along if yous want, but yous actually won't be living here. So we go to this flat, and the minute I got to the closed door, I thought, oh, they're going to say I told you. So there wasn't even a lock on the front door. So like, what would have been my door? There wasn't a lock. There was like, what was in the bathroom again? Was it all mold or? And the floorboards were all like uneven, and like it felt like you were walking like uphill at one point. Just the floorboards were crazy. And like, we're not snobs. Like, we're really not snobs whatsoever. But this was like, this was actually quite a harrowing experience. Like, I mean, who knows? And actually, didn't the guy say something to us? Like, it was on the market for quite a low price, obviously, for obvious reasons. But he said to us, I wouldn't even go in at the asking price. You could probably go in quite a bit lower and they would just not accept it. As in, just chuck in a couple of pence and someone will give you this. It was pretty bad. But I do also think, like, see what I had in mind for my first flat? It probably wasn't what my flat is right now, but now that I've moved into my flat and I've put my own spin on it, like, I love my flat so much, and like, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else right now. I can actually say that, like, unless it's like a mansion or something, then I can be convinced. But I am so happy there. But in the beginning, when I first started looking out for flats, I was like, I need an old tenement, it needs to be blah 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 blah, it needs to have so and so x y and z, and my flat isn't any of those criteria that I first set out. But I love it. I love it like wholeheartedly. So I would say there is, you can be too fussy, and you need to be really open-minded. Yeah. And don't look at a flat or a home and think what it looks like right now is what you have to put up with. You can tear that thing apart.
Absolutely.
And make it your own.
Yeah.
What's your advice, Mummy?
I think, no, you kind of said what I was thinking. Like, you can walk in and think, oh God, I don't like the look. And sometimes their decor that they have up.
Decor
they have up is enough to put someone off. You need to just kind of see by that and think, right, so if I've got that all ripped off. If
don't judge down, a book by its cover.
Those curtains are done. Even simple as blinds, a bit of wallpaper or something, think, oh God, no, I don't like that. That's not going to be how it's going to be when you move in. Once you've got your own personal, like, kind of furniture put in.
Yeah, you totally transform.
You adapt it to, like, your kind of decor and stuff like that. It becomes, you can make it your home. But again, as I said earlier on about a gut instinct.
Yeah, true.
I definitely think the house that we're in now, I always remember going to see it and thought it was way above our price range. You were probably too young to remember.
No, I remember it.
And I remember standing
being told it was haunted.
Standing in our kitchen, which was an absolute eyesore.
Yeah.
But I remember looking about and I says to Megan's dad, whoever moves in here is going to be very lucky. This is amazing.
Oh, really?
It was the space. I just thought the layout, the space, everything was amazing. Sense. But it was an absolute eyesore when you remember. Like,
it was
all dark woods. On the floor, or dark wood, big dark fireplace, dark blinds.
And in my room, like, they had drawn on the walls and stuff.
Obviously, it was young kids that was in the house prior to us and stuff. But when I went in there, I just kind of dismissed it straight away, thinking, because of the money, thinking, no chance, never ever. But I thought, even although it was an eyesore, I thought, somebody's going to be lucky. Because I could see beyond it, thinking, oh, I would have this and I would have that. So I definitely think, again, going back to the gut instinct, that tells you what is the right
place. Remember when we were walking into my now flat, you said, I don't want to get your hopes up, but I've got a feeling this is the one. And I was like, stop saying that. And it was.
Even walking up the street, whenever you even get in the flat, walking up the street, I says to you, I think this could be the one.
Yeah, and we hadn't even been in yet.
I hadn't even got through the front door. And as soon as we were in the front door, you hit the kitchen to the right. Hadn't he been anywhere else in the flat? And right away I thought...
I do honestly think...
I would be comfortable we had been here.
I do think you do get a gut feeling. Like, I did view quite a few different flats. And, like, there was loads of flats I thought, oh, I want this so much. Like, I really think this could be the one. But I only got the feeling I had when I was in my flat.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, I actually think this is it. Like, I can see everything in here. So I feel like you will know, but it can take a really long time, and don't, like, rush into it.
No.
But also be open-minded.
Yeah.
And fussy is probably the wrong word, but be open-minded.
And I think the more you stress, oh, I'm not seeing it. But the right one will pop up.
Yeah, definitely. Right, we're going to finish with one last one. It's actually getting quite late. So we'll finish with one last one. And this is actually a bit of a longer one. This girl has really kindly DM'd. So she's had more text space. Like, see, the question box only lets you make it so long.
All right, okay.
But this girl has sent in a wee bit of a longer one. So we'll finish up on this one. Sorry, guys, if we didn't get round to doing yours. But we can always do a part two. So this one is, hey, me and my boyfriend are thinking of moving to Australia for a while. I'm from Scotland, that's in brackets. However, I am a bit nervous as I own a house, so the worry about selling it and not getting on the property ladder again when I'm back from Australia, but also I don't want to get old and regret not going. Another concern is my mum is a single mum with my little sister and brother. He's 8. So I would feel bad leaving them, but also don't want to stop doing something I want to do. Please help. P.S. I love your podcast so, so much. Thank you. Thanks for loving it. I love that you're a listener. Right, Mum, I'll let you take this away. What is your advice here?
So you were saying about, obviously, you've got property, you're looking to move away, and you're scared to try and come back on the property ladder. So you could go down the rent route.
Yeah, buy to let.
Yep.
That's what my neighbour's done.
That way then you have always got something to fall back on if you feel it's not worked out. You can go there and absolutely love it and think, I am not going back. And
yeah,
if it's
exactly
something to do with the weather, then I don't actually blame you. But you do have that solution of, you could, as you say, rent whilst you're away. You've got the property to return to. Obviously, being a mum with still young kids, you don't want to leave her behind. But what is mum thinking? I bet you she doesn't want to hold you back.
Yeah.
You need to try these things. You know, that it might work, it might not work. You need to sit, you need to give it a go. You can't always go through life and wonder, oh, what if? And your mum being your mum, as much as it's going to be hard to let you go, she won't want to hold you back.
No.
And she's got the younger kids to kind of occupy her mind. It's somewhere for her to go to on a wee holiday as well, like go out and see you once you're settled, see how you're doing. And maybe once she's out there and seeing you, she might relax a wee bit and think, oh, do you know, this is amazing. This is definitely for you. But a mum will not stop you living your own dream. You need to go with it. If this is something that you want to do, rent your flat, rent your house, whatever it may be, and go out and try it. Don't always waste your life sitting wondering.
Life's too short.
I wonder if I did that. You might get out there. Obviously, you're going to have to give it quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
To see if it is going to work with you. It might not be for you, and you might absolutely go out there and love it. And then mum can always visit, as I say. It's another wee escape for your mum as well and your younger sister and brother. But don't hold back. And your mum wouldn't want you to hold back either. She only wants you to be happy. That's what we bring you in the life for, is to be happy, be contented.
Yeah, like you, obviously I'm not a mum, so I don't know these things, but I would imagine that when the time comes, if I have kids, yeah, I would love them to live around the corner and be there my whole life. But like when you give birth to a child, like you can't expect that.
No.
Like you're bringing this child into the world because you want them to live a happy life and whatever that may be, whatever they choose to do, like in all walks of life, like whoever they choose to love or whatever they choose to work as, wherever they choose to live, like that's not up to you, that's up to them. So I'm sure like your mum wouldn't want to hold you back. And if it is down to things like you don't want to leave your family and you don't want to leave your home, as in you're worried what they would think or you're worried about the property ladder, I think that's your answer. You want to do it. You're worried about your house and you're worried about your mum and your siblings, but you're not worried about, is this the right thing for me? I feel like you've made your mind up with that. Mm-hmm. And it's okay in life to be like, fuck it, sorry mum, I'm going to go and try it. And do you know what I also think? So you've obviously got the option to rent out your house 100%. But if you're like, no, I want to sell it, I want to get that cash behind me, use that for going to Australia. Look, if you've got on the property ladder once, you can get on it twice. Yeah,
of course.
Can't you?
Absolutely.
You've done it already. Who's to say you can't do it again? And you can go to Australia. You might love it and never want to come back. As mum said, there's planes. I know it is far away, but like there's FaceTime as well. There's so many different ways to stay in touch these days. You could always meet somewhere in the middle if your mum wasn't able to come all the way over to Australia. Or you might get there, love your time there, but think, do you know what? I want to settle down in Scotland. And that was all just a really nice memory that you'll appreciate for your whole life, and you won't sit about thinking, oh, what if I went? Like, if I missed out? Like, you have nothing to lose. Your mum and siblings are still going to be here when you come back, if you come back. And so will bloody houses.
Yep, absolutely. Don't live your life for regrets.
No.
Try it.
You've got to. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. Life is so short. It'll pass before you know it. And no one's going to be angry at you. Anyone who loves you will not be angry at you for going out and living your life. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. It'll be sad, obviously.
Would you be gutted if I moved to Australia?
Absolutely. I would.
Oh.
Absolutely. But if it's something that you've thought about, then you think, no, you need to try it. You need to go for it.
I do love the Australian accent. Can you do an Australian accent?
Good day, mate.
Oh my god.
Get down there, mate. Oh, what? I don't know.
No, put a shrimp on the barbie.
What?
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
That's what it says. Put a shrimp on the barbie.
Put a shrimp on the barbie. Put a shrimp on the barbie. Barbie.
No, you're shite and all. No, try it. You know,
try it. YOLO, as Drake once said. Do you know who Drake is, Mum?
Yes.
What does Drake sing?
Oh, I don't know, but this is the thing. Tell me.
Loads of things. I need a one dance. Gotta mean man. No, okay. Well, that's the one I thought you would know. So
I always remember, like, even that talking about like going to Australia and stuff. Dad's mum always wanted to go to Canada.
Oh, when yeah, Dad told me that.
And her mum and dad told her no. And she still, to nearly 6 years of age, like, resents not being allowed to go to Canada.
Oh, that's so sad. What did she want to go to?
She just always...
Canada for?
She just wanted...
What was Canada offering?
I think she just kind of wanted to go, like, she actually wanted to move there, wanted to go and try and...
And was there, why Canada? Just...
I don't know why Canada at all, but our mum and dad was just, obviously I never ever met them, but had said no, and she'll still fleetingly say
that's so sad. What I wanted. I wonder if it's like, so this is awkward because you're sitting next to me, but like, see if you told me I can't do something.
You automatically want to do it.
I'd say,
That's just
I wasn't
natural.
Actually asking. I was just letting you know that was courtesy, but no, I'm still going to do it.
Natural.
But like, I wonder if it is just like, is it a generational thing or... I suppose loads of different things come into it, but personally, I will not be told what I can and can't do.
But then when you think, as much as I say, like, she'll still bring it up to this day, when you were saying there, there's loads of ways, like Skype, FaceTime, all these kind of ways. But in that age group...
There wasn't
anything like that. So
but
if
someone
talk,
said to me, you can't do that, I'd be like, no.
Exactly.
But I'm not saying that that's wrong for abiding by your mum and dad, but maybe it's just like... how people were brought up, or like, I don't know, am I just like an absolute rebel?
No.
But I just think I'm so, my brain must just be wired, and that's not necessarily a good thing, but I just won't be told what I can and can't do. So don't try it, Mum.
You'll get that kettle on, give me another coffee.
Right, guys, that has been it. We've almost been going for a full hour. Gab. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've certainly enjoyed recording it. Have you enjoyed
being
on it, Mum?
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for being
thank
here.
Thank you all for your lovely questions. I hope she's went easy and you have went easy.
Thanks for trusting us and confiding in us. If you'd like a part two, don't be shy on asking. We can absolutely... do this again. We could do this round at McGannell's Manor. But as always, thank you so much for listening, my roller coaster riders. You know, it means absolute world and more. And I'm sure my wee ma appreciates it as well.
Yeah. And I appreciate you having me, but also very much appreciate you listening and following my daughter.
Oh, fuck you. Right. I will see you next week, roller coaster riders. I love you.
Bye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.